CNN Student News starts right now. I'm Carl Azus. Things are changing rapidly in Ukraine. Yesterday, more Russian troops reportedly entered Crimea. It's a southern region of Ukraine where there's a lot of support for Russia. A Crimean official said things there were quiet last night. There were no signs of fighting. Ukraine's ousted president, Viktor Yanukovych, said he asked Russia to send in its military to establish peace and to defend the people of Ukraine. The United States is considering sanctions, economic punishments against Russia. It says Russia broke international law by sending troops to Ukraine. It's also offering money to support Ukraine's new government. Some of the ripple effects: Russia's stock market was down. Europe's were down. America's was down. Corn, wheat, and oil prices were up. Ukraine's a top grain producer for Europe, so a conflict there could disrupt that. And Russia supplies about 25% of Europe's natural gas. Much of that flows through pipelines in Ukraine. It shows you how the global economy is connected and affected by events in a nation that's about the size of Texas.
There have been a lot of questions about Russia's interest in Ukraine as well as the West's interest. So we could look at the map and we'll get a much better sense. First of all, a reminder here. Ukraine is in Europe. It's not a million miles away. The capital, just a few hundred miles from cities that Americans travel to all the time. Rome, Paris, London. And look here, on its western border, four key American allies: Poland, Slovakia, Hungary, Romania, all members of NATO. And under NATO, the U.S. has an obligation, a treaty obligation, to defend them if they come under threat. Now, Ukraine, not a member of NATO, but in recent years, there's been a lot of talk about bringing them into a closer relationship. Let's get a better sense now of Russia's interest there. You look at Crimea. On the tip of that peninsula, the Sevastopol military naval base, this is the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. It's their only warm water port. All the ports up north are frozen in winter. Access to the Black Sea, to the Mediterranean, the Atlantic, essential for Russia. And that's the first place that many of those 6,000 and even more Russian troops went when they crossed the border from Russia into Crimea, a reminder, sovereign Ukrainian territory. But let's look inside the country as well, because there's a real split between East and West there. Western part of the country here leans towards Europe. Only 5% of the population in these parts speak Russian, ethnic Russian. Eastern part of the country, 75% here, they speak Russian. They're ethnic. They feel the pull towards Russia. This part of the country feels the pull towards the West and Europe. Jim Sciutto, CNN, New York.
From Ukraine, we're moving to Iran, a Middle Eastern nation of about 80 million people. Its Muslim leaders want that number to go up and fast. Iran's supreme leader says if people have four or five children and they're able to find jobs, they'll contribute to Iran's development. That jobs part may be the tough part. More than 18% of Iran's population is estimated to be living below the poverty line, and that's made some folks hesitant to have kids.
Iran's population is still young, roughly 45% under 25, including these munchkins. But under an effective government family planning campaign designed to counter a baby boom during the 1980s, family size dropped drastically from 7 children to 2 today.
They are worried about it.
Analyst Saeed Layla says 40 years from now, Iran may not have enough young workers to drive the economy, doctors and nurses to care for the elderly, and soldiers to bolster the military. Authorities have already set plans this year to extend military duty from 21 months to 24.
We have been too young 10 years ago, 15 years ago. We are too middle-aged people, and we will be too old people 20, 30 years later. This is very bad trends.
Many here say the campaign to get Iranians to have more babies won't work because in a failing economy, they're choosing to stay single.
It is very difficult to get married, let alone having a lot of babies.
You mean in addition to me and a wife being poor, we should drag children into this too? Asks bachelor Behruz Mirzajani. 25-year-old Pejman Roshan and his wife say they do plan to add to the family. An only child is not good, says Roshan. I don't want my society to be old. It keeps the economy from growing. For the Roshans, the biggest challenge is convincing their son. Do you want brothers and sisters, asks dad. No, clucks Ali. Reza Sayah, CNN, Tehran.